My mother-in-law, Dolores, in her 80s, was living independently with her husband, Lou, in an apartment outside of Philadelphia. Over the last 5 years, we had started and advanced the discussion of what they might do when they can no longer live alone. As an experiment, they have been living with different children during the course of the year. They come to see my wife and I in the Carolinas in the winter. They spend some time with another daughter in Arizona, and also spend extended time with the son in Pennsylvania. They were getting used to life being different. Then Lou passed away. And while Dolores Cannon still lives independently, we can see a decline in loneliness. She doesn't technically need a caregiver yet, but the time is coming. Sometimes caregiving is thrust upon you in crisis, like my sister passing away and my taking over mom's care. Sometimes children of adult parents have the opportunity to proactively embrace it themselves by noticing signs of decline and initiating the conversation that other potential caregivers would choose to ignore. According to a Canada.com survey of Canadian boomers, 59% said it did not matter which parent to talk to. 32% said it was easier to talk with mom. 9% said it was easier to talk to dad. 67% believe it is a woman who communicates best with the parent. The major roadblock in talking is that their parents still treat them as children, and that's particularly so in the U.S. Breathe in and out. Take one action today. Talk to your husband or wife, children or siblings, pastor or close friend about what you are noticing about an older loved one. Have they noticed it too? If so, expand the circle of conversation. Eventually, all of my in-laws' immediate family of 5 kids and their spouses came together, a result in some legal paperwork, an irrevocable living trust, advanced directives, medical and financial powers of attorney. It makes the next step of actual caregiving a little bit easier. Your first step is not following mine, but it will become apparent to you what you should do next. The very fact that you are having the discussion means that your loved one will eventually need help, and you might be moving into some kind of a caregiving role for them as well as the one you're in now. And easing into it will help you adjust to an inevitable new role and purpose down the line. We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway. And I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day. Anticipation, anticipation is making me late, it's keeping me waiting. Anticipating today for a loved one's needs can help avert crisis later.